saga of the European King, Chapter 5. This part happens in a place apart from the main place.
Majesty, friend of the king, because I have something to tell you.
Well, very well. Here I am. Tell me what you need to tell me. You can start by telling me who you are.
Who am I? I am the one who'll warn you of the danger. Your mission north will end in defeat and tragedy. You will be betrayed, General Majesty. And it will hurt. It will really hurt.
I do not believe you. Because you are a strange old man.
But the old man was gone. To General Majesty and Mechanicus and everyone else, it looked as if he had just vanished. But the camera focuses on a goat in the herd that looks different. It looks strange and old. It laughs in goat and leads the other goats away, clearing the road. General Majesty shrugs and leads his troop on down the road.
Hypothetically speaking, said Mechanicus to General Majesty some time later, who amongst us would be capable of betrayal? Who could betray the king?
Maybe you, Mechanicus. Did you ever think of that?
Well, what about you, huh? Snapped Mechanicus cleverly. At that, General Majesty started crying. He tried not to let Mechanicus know that he was crying, but Mechanicus had known the general since they were both small boys. They had no secrets between them, except the thing about Mechanicus being from the future. Mechanicus offered a cyber hanky for his friend's tears and a firm robot hand for his shoulder.
Hey, listen. I'm going to prepare some ice cream for everybody. Cookie dough and pistachio. Not even you can argue with that, General.
Mechanicus left his cyber hanky with the General and then went to hide behind a tree. There was a burst of bright blue light, and then he was in the future. He went to the nearest ice cream and frozen yogurt shop, because in the future you were never more than 200 meters from an ice cream and frozen yogurt shop. He hailed the ice cream drone and said, I require 500,002 double scoop ice cream cups, please, in cookie dough and pistachio, if that's not too much of a bother. The ice cream drone recognized him immediately.
Hey, ain't you Mechanicus? What's it like hanging out with the king in medieval times?
It is highly fulfilling. In fact, on this very day in the relative medieval time stream, I have just set out to accompany him on his historic quest to end winter.
Oh, that must be so cool to see.
It is.
How does the time travel work again? I don't know because I'm just a lowly ice cream drone. Ice cream is all I know. Can you change the way the quest turned out?
Mechanicus smiled. He did not tell the ice cream drone how the time travel rules worked in this story, or if he could somehow change the outcome of the king's adventure, because he thought it would break the tension.
89 million euros. Wow, that's a lot of scratch.
Good thing our future society abolished money.
It most certainly is. Goodbye, ice cream drone. It's been pleasant knowing you.
Back in medieval times, the jolly sounds of tongues protruding through a 500,000 smiles, brushing against frozen cream, could be heard long into the night. Everyone slept soundly, and they forgot all about the strange old man.
End of chapter 5. The Saga of the European King was written and performed by Tom McNally. The theme tune, The King is Coming, was written and performed by Nikolai Rus, with help from Pravda23. The illustrations were by Bruno Stahl. You can find the rest of the story and much else besides on our website, littleoldman.com. You can send, if you're in the mood, questions, suggestions, and other feedback to Rome at littleoldman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and please fall in love with the next living thing you see.